This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBrite.
Remember when Manchester was going to be the capital of European football this season? City and United were supposedly going to be battling it out for the Premier League title. City were going to make the breakthrough in the Champions League. It's not quite worked out that way. Manchester City in third place in the Premier League table. Manchester United in fifth place. So the question is simple. Who has done a better job this season, Pep or Jose?
It's the easiest one for me. Want me just to pick up the mantle then?
Go for it.
Well, it's Jose Mourinho, 100%. To try and break it down as simply as possible, Pep Guardiola arrives with the big reputation as the coach that's done it all at Barcelona, imposed the identity on Bayern Munich and did so much with it, and arrives at one of the biggest spending clubs in the world. Can you really distinguish this team from any other Manchester City team of the years past? I don't think he's imposed anything on them. He's not created a culture. He's not brought his own players in. He's coached nobody. Jose Mourinho, on the other hand, has created this atmosphere of, you know, the dark horse, if you like. And yes, he has the most expensive player in the world. But for me, they were far and above the better job, even though they're lower in the table.
So it's a question of identity between the two. You're saying that Pep's team doesn't have an identity, but Jose's does, Stefan?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's as complicated as that. I mean, I actually agree. I think, pure and simple, Jose Mourinho's team are better. They're more functional, they're grinding at results, and they look like a Jose Mourinho team. I think the main problem right now is that Pep Guardiola's team, aside from simply not being at the top of the table, they don't look like a Pep Guardiola team. They look nothing like the Bayern Munich team he left behind in Munich. They look nothing like the Barcelona team that he won most of his success with. But I'll try and perhaps offer a devil's advocate here, because although I agree with you that Mourinho's better, or has done better this season, you could argue that certain factors played in his favour. For example, Mourinho's already been here and done it, and his reputation was perhaps an all-time low after leaving Chelsea. So, I mean, aside from just simply starting fights in Manchester and getting thrown out within 12 months, it was always going to be an improvement on what happened at Chelsea since we left. And Pep Guardiola was completely opposite. He was, you know, Manchester City promised the world. This is the club who've wanted Pep for, 5 years now? Yeah. So they, you know, they built up so much buzz around him, and I'm sure we'll get into it later on, but I also think the respective boards of both clubs have also helped Mourinho and not helped Guardiola.
But what is Guardiola going to deliver this season? It's going to be the square root of nothing. And I don't even mean in terms of silverware. I mean, if we're looking ahead to next season, which is what they're inevitably going to have to do, what are the building blocks that are there? I don't see it. It's going to take another big tranche of investment in the summer to get anywhere.
Yeah, I would actually compare it almost to Jurgen Klopp's first season. He got a free pass because he restored the identity and the culture around the club. Both Mourinho and Guardiola have been charged with doing that. Mourinho seems to have done that to a certain extent. It seems like a Mourinho and a Manchester United team, you know, it's a bit of a hybrid between the two, whereas Guardiola doesn't have an identity at all. So how long does Guardiola get before he needs to start showing results, before he needs to start delivering silverware and making progress in the Champions League?
I think I'm not particularly worried about that right now. I think, for example, one season at least. But this is kind of what I was going to go on to comment on. I don't think Guardiola's really been given the tools to really build his team yet. For one reason or another, the players that they brought in this summer were just quite baffling. I don't know if that was Pep's decision or if maybe he gave a shortlist to the club and these are the only ones they could have got. But John Stones for $50 million, Leroy Sané for $50
million. Sané's done quite well, and Gundogan looked like he was settling.
No, but hold on,
well.
Gundogan is an injury-prone player. Sané hadn't actually proved really anything at Schalke before he joined. Now, you're right, Sané has done well in the last 5 or 7 games. And then you compare that to what Man United did. Man United bring a new coach and they say, you know what, the way Man United always do, we're going to spend as much money as it takes. They brought in Zlatan, they brought in Mkhitaryan, they brought in Pogba. These guys completely outweigh the players that Man City brought in at the summer.
But I don't understand, when you just listed reeled off a list of players Manchester City brought in the summer, what do any of them represent? They represent a Manchester City style? No, they don't. Whereas the players Man United brought in fundamentally are what Jose Mourinho is about and what Manchester United are about.
Well, were these players brought in with maybe an eye to having making an impression in Europe? I mean, that's where Pep Guardiola was really, he was appointed to establish Manchester City as a superpower in the Champions League, and in fact they've gone out in the last 16 when last season they made the semi-finals. So I mean, does Pep have a problem with the Champions League? Or I mean, Stefan, you watched them at Bayern Munich. I know a lot of Bayern Munich fans thought that they should have done better in the Champions League when he was there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way of football that Pep Guardiola plays and the football that English clubs play doesn't really translate well in the Champions League. When Pep's Barcelona team were, you know, in people's faces and playing high lines, it worked. Football's changed since then. There's a lot more counter-attacking teams now, and for example, Carlo Ancelotti, the way his football style has worked throughout the years, and now Bayern Munich is probably going to bring far better results than Pep's at Man City and what Pep did at Bayern Munich as well.
This is Pep Guardiola's biggest test of his career ever, because he was able to impose a style in Spain which was almost kind of bred through the club. Bayern Munich, he was able to go in and impose a philosophy, but because German football allows you to do that kind of thing as well, just like Spanish football does, English football doesn't, and it's never going to translate for an idealist, a philosopher like Pep Guardiola, to be able to then take that onto European stage. The two things don't compute, English football and European football.
Yeah, like it's, I'm often criticised English football for this, but to me it's often 22 guys bumping into each other in the middle of the park, and that's exactly what Liverpool versus Manchester City was. There's a really good piece in today's Guardian by Barney Roney where he says this: in the pre-season Pep was obsessed with making sure Raheem Sterling played on the wing and didn't cut inside and get involved in that scrum in the middle of the park, but throughout this Liverpool game that's exactly what he did time and time again. So I agree with Grant that if Pep has a style, he's struggling to impose it in English football. But I'd actually maybe go one further than what you say and suggest that Man City's his first true test, because at Barcelona he had Lionel Messi. I know that's a simplification, but he did. And at Bayern Munich he picked up a squad that just won the Champions League, and a squad that could have won the Champions League for the next two or three seasons. He's now came at Manchester City and he's having to pick up a team that was in ruins.
It still is.
And we still haven't seen him prove that he can turn that squad around yet.
Let's switch focus a little bit to the other side of the city, to Mourinho. You're both in agreement that Jose's done so far a better job. I would also agree, but you look at the Premier League table, Manchester United, probably the biggest club in English football, one of the biggest clubs in Europe, they expect a lot better of themselves, are fifth in the table. And until the weekend, they'd been sixth since October. So, I mean, is Jose getting a little bit of an easy ride, or how do you see it?
Well, if we say Manchester City were a team in ruins, I mean, what were Manchester United? A team that had gone through an absolute fundamental crisis since Sir Alex Ferguson left. Now, how do you pick up a morale like that? How do you pick up a club and a squad like that? Jose Mourinho has gone in. Yes, he's had some cash to splash. Yes, if you look at the table in very simplistic terms, you would say maybe that's not the greatest job. But they're unbeaten since October. They've got Europa League to play for, the FA Cup to play for. They're still very much in the chance of getting the top four. That represents success. Did anyone expect Manchester United to go for the title this year? This wasn't an Inter Milan situation where he was going
at the start, to be honest. Well, I think a few expected City and United to be, especially when both started so well. And do you remember that first Manchester derby of the season? And that was seen as a kind of gauge of the title race. And after that, both teams just kind of collapsed.
So you had a Chelsea team that was, that had the building blocks there and just needed a maverick manager to do something with it. Tottenham, who are well established. Neither Manchester club, it was going to be a freak season from either of them to be the title winners.
So do Manchester United need less investment than City to I suppose, win the title? Because that is Manchester United's aim under Jose Mourinho, and that, you know, that's Manchester City's aim under Guardiola, is both to win the title and do well in the Champions League. You say the building blocks are there for Manchester United, but not there for City. That implies that you think United need less investment or City need more investment?
Manchester United probably need 2-3 more players. Manchester City need to, what was the headline during the weekend there? 18 players out.
I know that's
fanciful, but I think it sums it up.
Yeah. Is that the kind of investment they need?
Well, to be fair, they need less investment after spending so much money last summer. You know, they brought, like I just said, they brought in Zlatan, Mkhitaryan, Pogba, probably three of the most sought after players in the summer transfer window. Mkhitaryan signing, by the way, came out completely out of the blue. So that suggests to reports in Germany that Man United basically showed up in Dortmund with a large bag of cash and said he's ours now.
And Mino Raiola to throw a chair at a director.
We joke, but that's quite literally what probably happened. And this is probably what defines the two clubs right now. Man United still have that culture and they still have that expertise of going out and getting players that they want. In Manchester City, I mean, one of the best examples that I've had so far or heard so far of the lack of movement in Man City is the fact that Pep Guardiola is still using two fullbacks that Arsene Wenger used 10 years ago in Sagan and Clichy.
I thought about it like that.
It sounds silly, but it's the absolute truth. I mean, fullbacks are probably one of the most crucial positions on the squad. So why,
especially in a Guardiola team.
Exactly. So why? I mean, I don't know what we can guess until the cows come home what's going on behind closed doors at Manchester City. My opinion, he's not getting the support from the board that he needs. I think he's gave a shortlist of players and he hasn't got it. Similar thing happened at Bayern Munich when he first joined. He wanted Neymar. They gave him Götze and he threw a huff about it for 3 years and Götze had to leave because he was simply ignored. So this wouldn't be the first time that Pep's asked for players and he's got the second.
That would be unusual if that was happening though, considering how hard Manchester City played to get him. You know, they made a big play to get him for over, you know, three, 4 years. So if he wasn't getting his players in, that would be.
But this might just be the simple economics of European football now, because the players that Pep Guardiola wants to win the Champions League play for Real Madrid, Barcelona, and Bayern Munich. And despite the money that Manchester City might have, those players might not be willing to go to Manchester City. Now, he might be able to convince Leroy Sané and Stones and Gundogan to move and follow him there, but can he convince Toni Kroos? Can he convince Gareth Bale? Players like this.
But the funny thing is, though, Manchester City need a team of Galacticos, of a league of superstars, to try and achieve what they want, whereas Jose Mourinho's taken Manchester United back to the Manchester United of old, which was two or three absolute standout players and a squad of guys that can come in and fulfil roles. They can play 20, 25 games a season. Jesse Lingard the other day, now, you know, much derided, but comes in and does the job. That's like Manchester United under Sir Alex Ferguson for me.
Yeah.
John O'Shea, Wes Brown, these kind of players.
It's funny you should say that, because that win over Middlesbrough at the weekend was, for me, was the most reminiscent game of a Fergie era game ever. You know, Manchester United were missing a number of key players, and then they had Marcus Rashford, Jesse Lingard, as you say, come in, and Phil Jones at left back doing a job. I mean, Ferguson would play a midfield of, you know, Fabio and John O'Shea against Arsenal, and somehow it would make it work. Jose seems to have that similar kind of thing about them.
That's what made Manchester United a success, was having the better squad of, I don't want to say journeyman players, but, you know, competent players that can get the job done. Whereas Manchester City don't seem to have a philosophy, or don't seem to have the squad that can match up with what the manager expects. Jose Mourinho's done the reverse. He's buying into the identity of the club now rather than the Mourinho philosophy that we come to expect.
What do you make of the two managers' public demeanour in terms of what they're saying to the press? I mean, Pep Guardiola was in very peculiar moods after the game at the weekend against Liverpool, saying it was one of the happiest days of his life.
He doesn't know how to play the press. I think this is one of the big differences. He's not a guy who knows how to manipulate the media. You take him as you get him. He's an emotional guy. The John Stones having bigger balls than anyone in the room. I mean, what stupid...
That may be a factual point.
I'm not willing to try and fit it. But, you know, it's that kind of emotional reaction that, you know, a world-class manager knows how to get the media on his side when Mourinho's the master manipulator. So he might make a comment like that, but he knows it's been thought out in advance. Mm-hmm.
So does Guardiola need to learn a lesson from Mourinho? I mean, that, you know, some City fans might balk at that suggestion, but, I mean, Mourinho came out before the game against Middlesbrough, said that he expected his team to lose that game. And has been supporting Paul Pogba even when he's been out of form. And I mean, is that the kind of thing that
Pep
Guardiola should be learning to do?
Yeah, he does. I mean, Mourinho, in my opinion, really reminds me of Sir Alex Ferguson in the way that he does fight the media. He fights the media in certain ways. He picks his battles. Usually, when he doesn't, things fall apart, as we saw at Chelsea. But he's usually very good at picking his battles. He's usually very good at protecting his players. Playing with expectations. And on the flip side, you have a Pep Guardiola who a lot of fans in England and Scotland might not know this, but in Germany he fought with the press frequently, to the point of by the time he left, he near enough was simply wasn't speaking to him. He would routinely explain in press conferences how much he hated them. Not the press, but he hated the concept of a press conference and having to answer questions. Yeah. As we've seen in England, he can get quite petulant when he's asked to explain himself.
And Guardiola will do the reverse. I mean, it'll be an insular thing, won't it, with the squad. The expectations are put in the training ground and team meetings rather than played out through the press, which Mourinho perhaps does all of the above.
Yeah, and it's also a fact that, like you say, he struggles to hide his own genuine personality. And I think the way that he can be quite... like, he's a bit like Marmite, perhaps, in front of cameras. I think he's probably quite like that in the training ground as well. There's a number of players at Bayern Munich and Barcelona he fell out with quite famously because they didn't buy into his ideas. And that might simply be the case at Manchester City as well.
Man City and Man United face each other at the end of next month. It'll probably be, the way things are going, it'll probably be a bit of a season-defining game for both of them. based on the evidence of this season or the last few months or whichever you think is more relevant, who's going to win that game?
But I mean, I don't think that ties into the arguments here. I think that's a game in isolation. You know, what simple answer is, of course Manchester City are going to win it. Because it's just, you know, for everything we've said, that's the way it's going to boil down. But if this is going in one of a medium or long term argument, it's still Mourinho for me, but Manchester City on the day, perhaps.
Yeah, like you say, it could be a battle for fourth place. I think Liverpool seem to be in the ascendancy. Manchester City seem to be on a wobble, especially after getting knocked out of the Champions League. You'd think after getting knocked out of Europe, they could, you know, focus on the league campaign, but you might find that a squad like this, it really, really hits that confidence quite hard.
They're not up for the scrap. That's the thing. If you want to talk about, you know, getting the top four positions, yes, they'll be there. They'll get the Champions League spot. But if they were in Manchester United's position right now, if the form had fallen away, they wouldn't recover this position.
So the battle between Jose and Pep hasn't quite turned out the way we thought it would. But I mean, it's certainly
no eye gouging.
not yet. Anyway, that could still come.
Just to go completely off topic for a moment, I wonder if the likes of Conte, Klopp, for example, and Pochettino have enjoyed the limelight being taken off them this season while everyone focuses on Pep and Mourinho. Because Conte running away with the league title here and we're still talking.
Nobody's noticed.
I don't mean us, but I mean, even the media, front pages of the press is Man United or Manchester City. What the hell's what's Pep saying? Mourinho falling out of the press after some tunnel problem, you know? Conte happily wants the title. Pochettino with Tottenham strolling in second place, you know? So who knows?
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.